OABCIG volleyball chatter at this time for StormLakeRadio.com and for Falcons football halftime, visiting with Coach Holly Knutsman. And Holly, let's begin with your match last night as we're visiting here Friday morning. You played at Kingsley Pearson. I know you lost in three. The first two sets of that match, they kind of pulled away. You gave them a run for their money in the third. What else can you tell us about last night?
Last night, I think we came out a little bit slower than we have in the past. We weren't quite ready to go. Our attacking wasn't as aggressive. I think a lot of that had to do with our passing wasn't on point. Our movement was a little bit slower at the beginning, so we couldn't get those passes to get the good sets, to get our hitters what they needed to put the ball down. But in that third match, my team came out, and we weren't really ready to be done, and we weren't going to let the ball hit the floor, so that was good to see. A lot of the time, especially if you're down 0-2, they could easily have given up, and they decided that they wanted to come out and play, so I was really proud of that, and I told them that after the game.
Your first win was a week and a half ago over Woodbury Central, and you also picked up a victory last Saturday at the West Monona tournament. How did that day go for you all in all?
Saturday was actually a pretty good day. We played well even in the two games that we didn't come out on top. Saw a lot of good things from a lot of good people up and down our lineup. Hit the ball very aggressively. One thing I noticed in our win on Tuesday and in our win on Saturday was that Sarah Peterson, our freshman setter, stepped up a little bit, which made everybody else kind of increase their play. She's just very aggressive, always moving, never lets the ball hit the floor. And it's crazy that, you know, a freshman can be such a leader on the floor for someone with such little experience.
Yeah, that is impressive. And that win last Saturday coming over West Harrison. So if you can follow up on what you just ended with there and go through the rest of your players and who is seeing court time for the Falcon volleyball squad this year.
We have a great leader also in senior Summit Nielsen. She leads our team in kills and is also up there in digs. She's played for a couple years now on the varsity squad, so she's very familiar with the atmosphere. Like I said, a very aggressive hitter, great blocker, leader of the team. We have two juniors, setter Abby Ulrich, who played a little bit last year but has come to the starting role this year, doing a great job. Bailey Ulrich, her twin sister, is our libero this year. She didn't see much time on the varsity floor last year, but this year she's really stepping up and has been a consistent back row performer for us. We also have junior Beth Reese, who started last year, consistent blocker, consistent attacker for us. Senior Carrie Miller is also a starter, consistent attacker, very aggressive, great aggressive serves as well. Senior Ellen McCormick started last year, is a starter for us right now as well. Very aggressive play in the front row. Great attitude. Jordan Fredericks was a back row specialist for us last year. She's also a back row specialist this year. This year she stepped into a role where she's required to serve a little bit more than she was last year, which I know she wasn't as comfortable with at the beginning, but she's really stepped up and become more confident in her back row play and her serving. And Callie Wareham, also a back row specialist last year, is a back row specialist again this year. Always hustling, great back row player. Riley Steiner, senior, also started last year as a setter. She's starting for us, I guess, again this year. Great back row player, lots of good digs, lots of good hustle plays. Great setter in the front row as well.
Holly, what have you been trying to emphasize as the new head coach this year?
One of the main things that we talk about is our attitude and our effort. We can't always control things outside of that, but we can always control how much effort we give to a game and if we're going to give up when things get hard or if we're going to fight back a little bit, which is something we talked about a lot last night before that third game. We could have given up when we were down 0-2, but we decided that we wanted to have a good attitude and stick together and fight back and see what we could do. I've seen that a lot on my team this year, especially that loss we had last week against Storm Lake. We came out and lost the first game. I think it was 14-25, and we could have been done after that. But we came back and we won two games in a row, and we never gave up in that five-game set, which is something
Yeah, you scored 11 straight points in that second game, right?
Yes. We started off, it was like 11-1 or 11-0. Sarah Peterson, the freshman, served 11 in a row. And, I mean, the place was just going crazy. And the girls were pumped, and they were ready to keep playing and fighting. So.
Holly, you're no stranger to the area here, an East Sac County graduate. Your dad, Steve, is no stranger to coaching either. Do you talk to Dad a lot about coaching? What have you picked up from him over the years?
Oh, I talk to my dad pretty much every day now, either after practice or after a game, just telling him how things are going, asking for his opinions. My dad is my number one idol in life. I grew up either watching him coach my brothers or having him as a softball coach myself.
Yep.
And it's not even just about how he teaches the game. It's about how he teaches his athletes to be good characters. And that's what I want to do. I want to be just as good as a coach as he is someday.
Great words there. OABCIG Volleyball hosting their own tournament this Saturday. And some comments from Falcons coach Holly Newtzman. Holly, thanks a lot for giving us some time and all the best going forward.
Thank you.